भक्तवृंदा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम एवरीबडी फॉर दिस मंथली चेतना फेस्टिवल। एंड दैट वॉज रियली अ ब्यूटिफुल परफॉर्मेंस, इजंट इट? That showed that how Sudha Chandran was so determined. She wanted to continue dancing and she made it. So that's what is our topic of discussion today. Excel by willpower. All of us sitting here, we want to excel in life. Is there anybody who doesn't want to excel? Do we think getting up in the morning that, oh, you know, let me fail? Jai Shri Radha Gopinath. Most of us sitting here as students, we want to excel. We want to some of us may be expert in academics. We want to excel, become maybe doctors, engineers, teachers, so many things. Some of us who are working may want to excel that, okay, this year complete this project, after 6 months promotion, pay hike, I want to reach to CEO level. But it is a step-by-step process and nothing happens overnight or by magic. Sheer hard work is required. Do we all agree? Are you all with me? So, I'll just begin with one beautiful story. Once there was a very famous cartoonist who was not famous at that time. But that was his hobby, that he would just make beautiful cartoons. And then he thought that this is my wonderful art and I can just make my career in making cartoons and selling it. So he started applying for different publishing agencies and he got a very critical feedback. He said, no, I don't think you have got any creativity. You need to still be more finer and, you know, this is not professional. So they were, he was still, I mean, he was not losing his, he was not becoming morose or dejected. He was still enthusiastic and he kept on improving, taking all the critic positively. Finally, it so happened that he became a little desperate, that now how long I will wait. I became a little impatient. I need to have something now to at least live my livelihood. How long I'll just keep drawing and nobody is accepting my drawings? So finally approaches one newspaper agency and he's really, I mean, talking very confidently, he presents himself that as if he wants a job desperately. That person, after interviewing him, is still wanting to kind of test him. So he's telling, okay, I want you to stay in our farm tonight and maybe tomorrow we will let you know. So he gives him a place to stay in a horse's stable. Can you imagine? Anybody can stay where the horses are staying? But this fellow, he had no choice. Beggars have no choice sometimes. So he stayed. He chose to, okay, I mean, let me see what is there for me tomorrow. He's sitting there thinking so many things and suddenly a small rat passes by. So again he becomes very rejuvenated with his enthusiasm and just takes out his paper and pen and starts drawing a rat, a beautiful cartoon of a rat. And then he shows that next day and to his surprise, people were extremely happy. He said, wow, this you just did it yesterday night, you know, sitting here. It's a wonderful picture. And then he starts his career as a cartoonist and becomes world famous Walt Disney. So we can see that how from small thing people can become big, really, really big. Only if they pursue the matter with patience, right? So Today we are going to be discussing as to what do we understand by willpower? Why so many of us have less willpower? Many of us agree that we don't have willpower, right? Today we will have, then tomorrow again we will fail. So how to increase willpower? These three headings we will try to discuss this subject. So what do we understand by willpower? I went through few articles and few of the definitions or the meanings I really liked very much. The first one is from the Oxford Dictionary, which states that willpower is the ability to control our own thoughts. Huge definition. Actually, the meaning is really, really deep, isn't it? Control our own thoughts. It is said that in a day, thousands and thousands of thoughts cross our mind. So, ability to control. It is said that watch your thoughts before they turn into words. Watch your words before they turn into action. And watch your action before they turn into habits. Watch your habits before they build your character. So everything begins with thoughts. So how wonderful it would be if we are able to control our own thoughts. Here, very important, our own thoughts. We are not supposed to control other people's thoughts. Because it is very easy. We will always find that, oh, he or she should have done like this, like that. You know, they are not doing this. We will find faults with the government, with politics, with teachers, with mothers. But we hear his teaching that what is willpower? We have to control our own thoughts. Because so many times the negative thoughts will come. You will feel like very impulsive way you will want to react. But if you control your thoughts at that time, you will be successful. Second meaning I liked was that willpower is your power to make a conscious choice. It's a wonderful thing that every time we will come across whether to do this or that. It is like standing at a crossroad. Whether to turn right, left, straight. So many times the occasions and the incidences will happen in our life where we will have to decide that, okay, should I go this way or should I go that way? Which way I will become successful? And if we have this clarity, the willpower, discrimination power, we will be able to make a correct choice. It is said that all of us in our heart, we have a good dog and a bad dog. I just read yesterday. This is in this very famous book just last week. I don't know, you all must have read certain posters downstairs. The book called Journey Within. Written by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. And it just came 2 days back and I was not able to stop myself. I have to read it. So I read this article where he is writing that we have a bad dog in the form of bad qualities like lust, anger, greed, pride, arrogance. And we have a good dog also. All of us have good dog. It is not that we all are bad. But we have two components sitting in the same heart, which are enemies of each other actually. The good dog is in the form of want to be helping nature, you are humble, you are compassionate. But how to make good dog win over bad dog? He is writing that we should actually starve bad dog to death. And we should nourish only the good dog. Give food only to the good dog. How it is possible? How it is possible? Anybody? How it is possible to always give just nourishment to two dogs are sitting just next to each other and you'll keep giving rotis? Aren't they going to pounce on each other? Good, good. Because if we feed both, then we are going to be like having a fire, putting oil and putting water simultaneously. The fire is never going to get extinguished. Right? If there is a fire, and if you put oil, the fire is going to increase. You put water to extinguish, somebody is putting oil. So ultimately the fire will not get extinguished. So if we have bad dog and a good dog, and if we keep feeding both, then we are not going to achieve anything. So again, that is what the free will and the ability to make choice. That always be sharp, that no, this is bad dog, I am not going to feed. I am going to feed only the good dog. Right? And the third point I liked very much was about the willpower, that willpower is like a muscle exercise. The more you use it, the more it increases. And if you use it in all negative situation, all odd situation, then it increases even more. For example, once one professor, he asked his student that, okay, I want you to push this rock. And that student was very sincere enough. So he actually starts doing it. Every single day, 1 day, 2 day, 1 week, 2 weeks, 2 months. And finally, few of his friends. This will always happen. Whenever we want to do something, and we are not becoming successful, we are already, you know, somehow accumulating our courage and trying to go ahead, but there will be some friends who will demotivate. Say, kya? You like pagal ho gaya hai. Ye rock move hone wala hai kya? Why are you wasting your time, energy, which is so precious? So he, and then that is the time that the mind starts thinking that yes, he's right. What he's telling is not wrong. I'm just like a fool. I'm making fool of myself by doing this. So just to again clarify his doubt, he again goes back to his professor. He's saying, you are telling me, but I am feeling that I'm actually making fool of myself. I am not even, what have I gained? I just wasted my 2 months. So he says that, my dear son, what was my instruction? I say, you told me to push the rock. I said, correct. I never told you move the rock. There's a difference between pushing the rock and moving the rock. I say, look at your arms. How well your biceps and tricep muscles have grown just by pushing the rock. Because when you exercise against resistance, you become strong. So say, you become so strong in last 2 months. And that is the time this fellow realizes that yes, I have not lost 2 months. I have gained a lot. So it will many times happen that people will demotivate us. But we have to always look for the positive association. People who will motivate us that yes, good job, keep on doing. So when we do against resistance, against obstacles, we become more and more stronger. Because in life, life is full of obstacles. One after the other, they will keep on coming. And if we learn to face with courage and enthusiasm, then we will definitely go ahead. Yeah? Next. 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 Here are a few quotes which I thought I will share with you. This is the same thing what we spoke, that willpower is a muscle. The more we use it, the stronger it gets. Next. Anyway, this was something which I liked the most. It said that we must suffer one of the things. Either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Yeah, so many times all of us, especially as students, we get so irritated na, when mother nags, arre padhai kar, padhai kar, cheeze barabar se cupboard mein rakh, ye kar, wo kar, and you feel, just leave me alone, you know, just don't keep on nagging me. Because we don't like to lead life with discipline. And we realize only when it is too late. Most of us will experience that. That I wish I would have done this. When I was a child, I wish. So many of friends you will realize, you know, that they didn't study when there was a time to study. And then they actually somehow just dragged their, you know, basic degree and got into some job. And then they, while studying, they start, while working, they start studying. Because they feel that it is not enough. What studies they did, when they were supposed to do, they did not do. So, they regret. So, always, pain of discipline is much better to tolerate than the pain of regret. And the biggest regret happens at the time of death. When we are about to die, we see so many people, they have so many confusions. When they flashback their life, they feel that, what did I do, you know? I led such an ordinary life. I could have done much more with so many abilities or the qualities I had. I could have done a lot for many, many people, but they regret. So it is much better to tolerate the pain of discipline than the pain of regret. And yes, the only thing which stands between we and our goal is our willpower. Okay? So let me tell you a few examples. One more story. Everybody likes to hear stories. So once there was a Scottish farmer. Anybody has heard this story? He was a very simple man. With his son, he was living in a village, doing farming. But he, you know, children normally have friends. They don't discriminate that, oh, you know, I should make friendship with only poor person. I should not have rich person. When small children, they play with anybody. Even the rich person's son will like to play with the poor man's son. Because they just want to play. Very innocent in their heart. So he had his best friend who was actually coming from a very affluent society. And they were playing in a farm one day, and this rich person's son somehow got stuck in a quicksand. And he started going in, and he got scared. He thought, finish. This is probably the last time of my life. He started actually screaming, help, help, save me, please save me. Now there was nobody except the other friend who was also his age. How much strength he will have. But somehow, this farmer's son, he tried to, with all his strength, pulled him out of quicksand. And it was such a joyous moment for this boy. He went home and he shared with his father that, you don't know, daddy, I would have died today unless and until my best friend, he saved my life, he gave me a second birth. And the father was shocked. He's like, okay, let me know who is your friend. So many times the rich people are so busy, they don't even know. You know, their children are playing with whom and who are their friends. It's the biggest thing. You know, it would be a different topic only, like a parenting seminar. So this person, he's like, okay, let's go and meet your friend and the friend's father. So they come home and they tell the father, I mean, he really expresses his gratitude that, I mean, can you imagine, you know, your own son has been saved by somebody. You will give anything to that person. He was like, please, you know, please accept some token of gift or reward from me. But the farmer didn't feel that it was a big thing he did. He said, okay, to help is our nature, you know. I mean, it's not so if somebody is dying, it's definitely we are going to go out and help. It's not a big thing we have done. But for the other person, he felt that it was a huge help the boy had done. So then finally that person, he requests this farmer. He says that, please, you know, if you don't mind, I would take your son, give him best qualification in the best of the universities in England. And once he is nicely capable, I'll return him back to you. If you please allow me to do this much service. So the farmer, he thinks for a while, nobody likes to give their son, right? Vishwamitra Muni came and asked for Ram when Ram was just 12 year old. He was, कैसे दे दू 12 साल का लड़का, जस्ट कितना प्यार से बड़ा किया है, हाउ डू आई गिव हिम. बट दिस फार्मर ऑल्सो एक्चुअली थॉट दैट इफ माई सन कैन बिकम अ ग्रेट पर्सन देन इट विल बी सो मच ऑफ अ हेल्प टू द सोसाइटी. आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू बी जस्ट सेल्फिश दैट ही शुड बी जस्ट विथ मी. सो ही हैड अ लॉट ऑफ हायर विजन एंड अ हायर अंडरस्टैंडिंग. सो फाइनली ही अग्रीज दैट ओके you take him, I know you will take care of him, I keep full faith on you and I'll wait for the right day when he returns. Finally he goes, he is studied in best of the universities and becomes a PhD high class doctor, and he invents life saving medicine called penicillin. His name was Mr. Alexander Fleming. And the boy whom he saved, he becomes the Prime Minister of England, Winston Churchill. Imagine, both of them were such a special children, and what a beautiful combination. But you never know from where the story will begin and where it will end. So if such, like even Thomas Edison, who invented bulb, how much he struggled. He failed, it seems, 8,000 times. The way he made his circuit didn't work. For us it is so easy, just switch on, the light will come. But it was not easy for him. He wanted to, that somehow he wanted to invent this. And he was very enthusiastic. He said, okay, now at least I know that 8,000 ways it doesn't work. So life is very easy for me. This is called power of positive attitude. This is called how we should see things positively. So that way we will see, like we saw Sudha Chandran, and we'll have unlimited example, people who are blind, handicapped, somehow they courage, they accumulate so much of their courage and willpower and they succeed in their life. And we can learn a lot from each one of these examples. Now, let's see, why do we not have willpower? Very important. If we want something and we don't have, then we should know that why we don't have those things, right? So there are few reasons which I have jotted down that why do people not have willpower? Number one reason, lack of confidence. We always feel too low about ourselves. We feel, oh my God, I am not so intelligent. I cannot become so big. Lack of confidence. A very small story, preschool day story of a hare and a tortoise. We know, slow and steady wins the race. What Mataji, kya time pass kar rahe ho aap? All of you must be thinking like that. But there is something ahead in that story. That how hare, because he of his overconfidence and he sleeps, so tortoise wins. So he requests that, no, that was my mistake, you know, we should have race again tomorrow. So again the next day they have, and of course now hare is all set in his mind that he has to run, no stopping, no distraction here, there, I have to just touch the winning line, and he goes within, zoop, zap, zoop, he touches. And tortoise of course is not able to even reach half the distance. But then tortoise thinks that this is not fair. I already won once and now to accept the failure is a bit difficult. So he does some churning session and he puts a request to her that tomorrow again we should have race. Now yesterday you told that okay, we should have from this route to this route. Now I will decide the route. So hare is like, okay, this is a forest, this road or that road, ultimately I can reach anywhere. You decide, Baba, no problem. So this tortoise charts out that, okay, this will be our route of race. And they again, next day they start their race. Hare starts fatafat, he reaches and he stops. Why? Because there is a huge lake. And he doesn't know what to do. Tortoise is coming aram se. He's reaching, toop, he's jumping into the lake, nicely swimming across and walks. So what do we learn from here? Anybody? Intelligence, okay. What else? Deciding route himself, okay. There is always a way to succeed. Exactly. How? Confidence did not give up. Something, something nice. I am looking for something. Exactly. Look at your own strengths. He knew he can be strong in water. Much more than a land. So we all are born with some positive strengths. Look at our own strengths, positive strengths, and do not keep on always meditating on negative weaknesses. Because none of us are master in everything. Right? Some people can be very good in academics. Somebody can be a dancer. Somebody can be an artist. In fact, you would should have seen last month here, we had beautiful festival of Chandan Yatra. I think it was one of the best art exhibition ever you can imagine. The small deities of Radha Krishna, Radha Gopijana Vallabh, they were decorated with mind-blowing decorations, depicting all different stories of Krishna. Krishna washing the feet of Sudama. So beautifully they made the entire palace and what not. I mean, nobody can be a better artist than this. So we all, I mean, the way the garland people are making beautiful garlands, every single day, meticulously, one leaf below the other. Not all of us can be expert. So we always should focus on our own positive strength. And how we can increase that positive strength? By working hard. If we work hard in a wrong direction, then we will not become successful. If we don't know anything about dance, especially I am not at all qualified in dancing, and if I think that, okay, I also want to become like Sudha Chandran, I'll be a big failure. So we should know what we are good at. Like how tortoise did that. Okay. Next reason why we don't have willpower or we have less willpower is temptations. Unlimited temptations. I think while having the class also we might feel that, okay, ek bar WhatsApp check kar leti hun, thoda bore ho raha hai, Mataji thoda pakka raha hai. Even in a at home or in college, thoda boring lecture ho raha hai, chalo, mobile to hai hi hath mein. So much we get carried away nowadays with at least WhatsApp and Facebook that it takes away hours. Actually, one day we should spend morning, suppose you get up at 6 o'clock and you go to bed at 11, you should see that actually how many hours you have spent. Note down, morning mein baithe, okay, 25 minutes, add karte raho, and then you will realize that it's a huge lot of hours. It is the small, small temptations which will ultimately beg a big change. Big change. You will realize you are lost with so many hours. You want to buy some small thing, you go to a mall and you will end up. Nothing. Aray, ek pe upar ek free tha. Aray, but you don't need only that. Shampoo, oil, so many things. We have so much stock. But still, ek ke upar ek free tha. To chalega. Chalega, but now that's why you need huge cupboards in the house. Because how will you stock everything? So, temptations. Our mind gets so tempted to do things which is ultimately harmful. Ultimately it is harmful. So, we should be really, really careful. Eating. Bhook nahi hai fir bhi. Chalo, khalo. Ice cream? Cake, pastry, jo aya, khalo. Ultimately, land up with some disease, and visit Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So, very difficult to control temptations, but if small way we control, we will achieve big changes in our own life. Suppose morning getting up, if we find it difficult to get up at 6, we somehow overcome that laziness that no, let me get up. If few days you will get up, then you will get into a habit. So that is how with practice we will develop good habits. The third reason is discouragement or fear of failure. We get easily discouraged. It seems one of the article I was studying, they say there are three types of people. First class, second class, third class. There's a first class people, they pursue. Whatever they decide, they somehow will work hard against all odds and they will make it. They will achieve whatever they want to do. Second class people, they will start their work, but halfway if there is a big chaos or big obstacle, they will give it up. But third class people are people, what they will do? They will not begin only because of the fear of failure. Arre baap re, nahi re, nahi hoga mere se to. Fail ho jaungi to. Log kya kahenge? Itna bhi nahi aata, ye bhi nahi. So much fear of failure. They don't begin only any task. They get discouraged. And it is seen that discouragement very easily creeps in when we are alone. When we are together, we will always have some inspiration. Again, there was once one King Bruce. He attacked neighboring countries and two or three times it seems he failed. So he was again very discouraged. That, chane do, I don't want to now increase my kingdom. Now kings are supposed to attack the neighboring countries and that's how they are supposed to increase their kingdom. That's how Kshatriyas used to do in previous ages. So this king becomes very depressed and he's sitting and he's all alone. But somehow what happens is, just in front of him, there was a big rock with a cave. And there was a small spider, very, very small spider. He was trying to climb the roof of the cave. He climbed a little bit, fell down. He was happily observing this spider. This spider took 9 attempts. He fell down, he climbed again. He fell down, he climbed again. And finally, 9th attempt, he reached the roof. And that gave so much of confidence and courage back to this King Bruce. That if a small spider can do it, why not me? I am a powerful king with so much of, I have an entire sena with me. Why should I feel so morose and dejected? And again, with full enthusiasm, he marches and attacks the other country and turns out to be victorious. So discouragement normally happens when we are alone. And it happens, it may happen that sometimes we are in that situation where we don't have friends next to us. We can learn inspiration if we want from any living entity. Right? We can learn positive inspiration from any living entity. Somehow, God will send certain instruments. If we have eyes to see, we will get to see. And we will change our life. See this King Bruce. There was a nice... Next. Circumstances. Situations. Very easy. So many times we blame the situations. Arre, aisai tha. Result kharab aaya to paper hi kitna tough tha. Teachers want only that we fail. Hai na? My son also, if he will not do well, first thing he'll come and say, everybody's paper is bad. Just make up your own situation. Mama, you know what? Everybody was not able to write properly. This one did 1 mark wrong, this one did 2 marks wrong. So he'll give all the explanation. But never say that, okay, I did not do well. Make the nice arrangement. They don't know. So always we are there to blame the situations. But many times we will be surprised to see that the negative situations turn out to be a huge benediction. Here again there was one, I don't know, I might have told this story before us also, because this is also one of my favorite story, that there was one person who was fond of playing judo, but he was handicapped. He did not have his left arm. So just with right hand he was playing judo, and he finally enters a competition. And many of people are kind of, you know, feeling sorry for him, that poor fellow, you know. He's keeping such big ambition, but look at him, you know. He doesn't even have two hands. How is he going to be successful? But he does, and to everyone's surprise, he is winning from quarterfinal, semi-final, and finally final match, he wins. And they observed that the opponent person, who was very strong, but why he could not win? Because to defeat this fellow, he had to catch hold of his left hand. And he did not have left hand. So, actually, absence of left hand became a benediction for him. Because of that, he became victorious. So, negative situations, how it can turn big benediction into our life. Again, one very famous this thing about king and minister. So many times we have heard this story. Have you heard? That they go for a hunting and the king somehow gets injured on his finger. But the minister is telling that it's okay. I mean, it happens. Everything happens for good. Something goes good must be there. And king feels, what rubbish. You know, here I have got cut on my finger and you are saying that, you know, everything happens for good. So he puts him in a prison. And finally he carries on, and suddenly he is attacked by a few dacoits, where they capture king and they kind of make him ready to offer him as a sacrifice to goddess Kali. And here king got scared. He said, my God, I am seeing death personified in front of my eyes. So finally when they were about to cut him, they reject him. He said, no, this cannot be offered. This man, because his finger is not complete, it's cut. So it turned out to be benediction. And then he thinks that, good, the minister was also in the prison. Otherwise, minister would have died. So how negative situations can prove to be positive, benediction in our life. And last reason, we all have less willpower because of bad habits. It's a huge topic, and we are not going to discuss about habits, because habits is a huge lecture by itself. But it is just that much that habits, also we call them as conditioning, they are extremely deep rooted. And sometimes to remove bad habits is a lifelong mission. Few days we will be off our bad habits, then again. So to overcome bad habits, we require huge positive association. Even people who are wanting to quit smoking, drinking alcohol, they join a group, Alcohol Anonymous group, because in group they motivate each other that you can do it. See, I did it. Since 2 years I'm not drinking, I'm not smoking. So you can do it. Like that, if we take positive association, we will be able to overcome the bad habits. Bad habits plays huge role and is a big obstacle actually in our success. Next. So these were the reasons we saw that how we have less willpower because of 5 reasons. First, lack of confidence, lack of ability. Temptations, excellent. Discouragement, good. Situation, circumstances and habits. So let us see now how we can increase our willpower. How to increase the willpower. It is said that power of discrimination, willingness to choose between good and bad is the function of intelligence, right? It is a function of intelligence. We think, no, that no, this is not good. I will not do. Tomorrow there is an exam and one friend just calls up. Are kya re itna padhti hai? Chal ek movie dekhe aate hai. So that is a time your intelligence has to tell you that are usko kuch karna nahi. That doesn't mean I don't want to do it. I can always go for a movie later on once my exams are over. There is no hurry. Why should I waste my 3 hours today? If that much we can think, that is the function of intelligence. Right? So what is intelligence? Bhagavad Gita says very beautifully. It analytically says that our body is like a chariot. And this chariot has 5 horses. These 5 horses are compared with our 5 senses. Ear, eyes, tongue, and each horse, the horse of eye wants to run in this direction. Beautiful mountains and waterfalls, and what a serene beauty. The horse of ear wants to, wow, what a music, I want to hear. The horse of mouth wants to run to restaurants. Ah, yummy pizza, like that. So, these horses, if they are not held by a rein, by a charioteer, then the chariot is going to be in a mess. The horses will run in all 8 directions. So the charioteer is compared with intelligence. And Gita says that how we can strengthen our intelligence. Because intelligence has a function to make a good choice, power of discrimination. But it will get tired if it is not strengthened by proper means. So they say that how do we increase our intelligence, or how do we nourish our intelligence? So there are 2 things by which we should nourish our intelligence. One is proper sleep. How many of you here feel that they sleep properly? According to the science, sleeping from 10 to 1, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., these 3 hours are most refreshing sleep anybody can have. But what do we see today? People are busy chatting 12, 1, 2 in the night. So many parents, I get patients, most of the parents keep complaining, madam, soti nahi hai, aur sota hi nahi hai boy ke saath aayenge to. Morning 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock they go to sleep, then they get up at 12, 2 in the afternoon, making completely a mess of life. Just last week I operated one patient, she's a 21-year-old girl, and her father came, he said, madam, what to do, you know, this girl just doesn't understand. She sleeps at 6 o'clock in the morning. Till 3 she is on phone, and after 3 she watches something on her laptop, and by 6 she goes to sleep. Now the doctor was there in front, he was telling me, and she was agreeing that yes, sir, I don't get sleep, you know, I'm so habituated like this only. I don't get sleep, sir. 10 o'clock they tell me to sleep, I don't get sleep. And then she gets up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, to my surprise, he told me that this girl is already engaged and in November she's going to get married. Poor husband and poor in-laws. They're going to have a great harassment time if she continues this kind of schedule. So unless we habituated, my God, you know, imagine if she has a child, she has to get up in the morning and make a tiffin. How will she do? She is just living such a irresponsible life. How will she manage? So having good sleep at the right time nourishes our intelligence like anything. We become very fresh. Then the intelligence is able to make right decision. Because if the sleep is not adequate, then the intelligence is not able to make proper decisions. So first point is sleep is very important to nourish our intelligence. And second, mantra meditation. You see so many, in fact last week I got a report from one doctor from California. They have the entire group of team, they have done a research that how kirtan is so relaxing or a stress buster for the mind. Now the word kirtan, I was shocked to see that how do they use this terminology called kirtan, you know. It is famous amongst devotees or temple, we speak about kirtan. But here, totally unknown people, but they are speaking and they have actually done a study with a proper paper presentation that how kirtan relaxes your mind and it's the biggest stress buster. So mantra meditation, because the meaning of mantra meditation, mantrayate iti mantra. Mantra basically relieves the anxiety of the mind. And the mantra which is offered for this age of Kali Yuga, which is mentioned in Kali Santaran Upanishad, it's that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the most powerful mantra recommended for this age of Kali Yuga. And if we chant regularly, suppose there is a bead which has 108 beads. And if we chant even one mala every single day, very soon you will realize that how your intelligence is becoming sharpened. It is directly proportional. The mantra meditation, the way you do, directly sharpens your intelligence. And the moment your intelligence is sharpened, you will have great willpower to do anything good in your life. And another thing, along with mantra meditation, reading good scriptures. Because how do we know that this is good? So reading Bhagavad Gita or reading Srimad Bhagavatam, it is very, very important. And when we associate with positive minded people, we can increase our intelligence. Second point to increase our willpower is always make realistic goals. Sometimes we just aisa neend mein se utke aaj se mere ko aisa top class person banna hi hai. We come many times in front of Gopinath devote, we pray and we like, from tomorrow I want to get up at 3 o'clock and chant. So then 2 days you will chant, and then again from third day fuss. So always make realistic and achievable goals. Even exam, if it is coming on head, you get so this thing, you have 6 subjects. Ye karu, isme 7 chapters hai, isme 10 chapters hai, and I'm like, you're completely confused, you know, on a practical ground. That how do I actually start? You will ultimately just waste time in taking one book, keeping, taking another book, and I've seen many people land up doing that. So, calm down. Have a realistic goal. Make a timetable. Okay, this much I can finish. This much I can finish. Similarly, in our spiritual practices, whatever, in our basically our life, make realistic and achievable goals. Now, we can have short-term goals and long-term goals. Short-term goals could be just, okay, a weekend project or few months or annual exams. These could be our short-term projects. Short-term projects could be on a daily life as well. How we will be able to achieve them? By prioritizing. We were very famous, we in a in a school we had done this famous kind of a practical exercise with children. That how, suppose you have a big jar and I tell you that okay, there are 5 things you have to fill in this jar. There is a bowl of water, there is a bowl of sand, there are huge, some few big stones, small stones and pebbles. Now you have to fill in this jar. So each person has to think that, you know, how they will fit in everything. You have to fit in everything. So you prioritize. How you will be able to be successful? How will you manage to put everything in a jar? What will you put first? Pebbles. Big stones. Anybody else? Water. Biggest stone, exactly. Biggest stone first. Then the smaller size, then the smaller size, then the sand, then pour the water. They will take the position. If you put water, sand first and the big stones in the end, the water and everything will spill out. So prioritize your things on a daily basis. I have studies, I have household responsibilities, I have my spiritual practices. In what order? I have my quota of enjoyment or fun or friends. How do I prioritize? Big thing first, and let the big thing always be taken by spiritual practice. Mind you, you may feel that kya Mataji bol rahe, but it is my own experience that if we give good amount of focus and time to our spiritual practice in terms of chanting or reading or coming like this for some satsang program, then all the other things will automatically fit in. Automatically fit in. You don't have to really then work hard. But it is like, suppose you take huge amount of time for small things, then the big chunk will appear like a burden and you will really scratch your head for time management. That I don't have time only to do this or that. So make always a realistic and an achievable goal. Now long term goal. What could be the long term goal? Five-year plan, 10-year plan, and very, very long-term goal. Success of the death. Srila Prabhupada used to explain that the real exam or the final exam is the exam of death. And Bhagavad Gita mentions that if at the time of death we are able to remember Krishna, then we are successful. Life is successful. Why successful? Because we are out of this cycle of birth and death. Do you all agree that there is a cycle of birth and death? After we die, take another birth, again go to preschool, A, B, C, D, and again become big, married, children, died, again next birth. Who wants to go this, life after life, life after life? We all want to be out of cycle of birth and death. And Srila Prabhupada said that if we follow this process, what he has given, then 110% we can be out of cycle of birth and death in this life itself. We don't have to take another birth. So we should always keep in mind the long term goal is that I want to be out of cycle of birth and death. And I may continue doing all my duties, short term goals, whatever, but I will not get distracted to anything to not achieve my long-term goal. And to achieve that, what do we need? A strong determination. Bhagavad Gita mentions second chapter, verse number 41. Vyavasayatmika buddhirekehi karunandana bahushakhayanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. That a person who is intelligent, who has one pointed goal, he will be strong in his determination. And person who is dhila dala, their intelligence will be many branch. Ye bhi karu, wo bhi karu, ye bhi karu, wo bhi karu, finally not do anything. So strong determination. We have in scripture a very, very beautiful story. On determination by Dhruv Maharaj. He was a 5-year-old kid who was insulted by his father, by his stepmother, that no, you can't sit on your father's lap. And he took it so personally that no, one day I will show what I can do. I said, no, I will want a kingdom much greater than my great-grandfather. And who was his great-grandfather? None other than Lord Brahma. So he wanted a kingdom bigger than Brahma. And he goes to his mother there, he expresses, how do I achieve this? He said, beta, nobody else can help you except Lord Vishnu. He said, okay, so how do I meet Vishnu? I'll go and pray to Vishnu. He said, okay, then you need to go to the forest. And she explains in deep, you know, that how he can achieve. And finally he meets his spiritual master, Narad Muni, who actually tries to explain him to go back. He said, you are a small child. What insults and all you take it to your heart and mind. Just play. You should forget all these small things and not take it too deeply to your heart. He said, no, I want to. And then he teaches again mantra meditation. He said, to please Lord Vishnu, you chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now that was that yuga. So he taught that. On whose lotus feet you should meditate? On the son of Vasudev. So you chant this mantra, follow this penances and austerities, and you will please. And Dhruv Maharaj was so determined that just within 6 months, he actually got face-to-face darshan of Lord Vishnu. So determination. He was given instruction and he followed it with self-discipline and determination. So this is how we can increase our willpower. Increase our willpower by nourishing our intelligence, by having achievable and realistic goals, by keeping strong determination and self-discipline. We discussed about so many examples about Alexander Fleming and Walt Disney. And one of the most important example I would like to share with all of you is Srila Prabhupada. This year we are actually celebrating 50th anniversary of establishment of ISKCON. And what not obstacles, what all we discussed, he went through unlimited obstacles. In fact, everything was against him. How many of you have read biography of Srila Prabhupada? Leelamrit? Wow. So many of you have not read. And I would actually advise or highly recommend to read it once. There is a small biography of Srila Prabhupada also. If we are scared of huge books, then there is a very small book also which is available downstairs. Please take it and read. Sometimes we like to read on role models and yes, I want to read, and then we get inspired, you know. We read their lifestyle in very detail, that how everything was against him. He was not a very tall, handsome, young man, old person, having so many health issues, no resources, no money, nothing. What he had was determination. He was determined that it is instruction of my Guru Maharaj that I should spread this message of Krishna consciousness in a Western world, and I will do it. His travel was also, first time he went through cargo ship. He did not take a nice flight, Bombay, New York, or Calcutta, New York. No. He went through a cargo ship, not even a proper ship. And so many difficulties he endured. But so many things he achieved. 13 years he lived after he established ISKCON. He traveled more than 15 to 17 times all over the world, built hundreds of temples and farm communities and so many things. And best gift what he has given to all of us is his books. If he would not have got up every day at 1 o'clock, he slept, for your information, only from 10 to 1 all his life. Just 3 hours. But they were most refreshing sleep. So he never felt tired and exhausted. Of course, we can't imitate, but we can get inspired that he worked so hard. At least if we read, we will get inspired to do something good for others and for our own self. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any comment? Actually, I think we are running late. Are we? Rath Swamini? One or two questions. Anybody wants to give any comment?
Yes.
It's not working. You want to pass this?
Hare Krishna. Sometimes the temptation is very strong, and we know that the time is very crucial right now. The thing is just tomorrow, but still there are few temptations which are very strong. So if you could tell some tips how to resist those temptations.
Good question, because this we will face every day. Even if we learn the technique, still, that's what I said, that you know, getting out of habits will be a long mission. So the temptations, I will give you a small example. Suppose somebody is on a diet, and he decides that, okay, he or she, that I'm going to be off sweets, off junk, and this is a 6-month target, I need to lose my weight. So many kilos. So, going with full enthusiasm, you know, first month, second month, then suddenly, there's an invitation to a nice party, somebody's wedding, and there's a like posh person's wedding. So that all the items which are favorite and you have actually not tasted since 2 months. So you will get tempted that aaj thoda thoda taste kar leti ho, you know. It's okay. I mean, I am not going to put on so much. Already I have lost 2 kg. So if at all I have little, maybe I'll increase by 250 grams or something and I'll cover it up. Kal subah gym mein bhaag lungi. But aaj kha leti hu. So you will actually eat. You know with your intelligence that you are not supposed to, because you are on a crash diet, but you will somehow eat it. What will happen? Probably if you will eat instead of 250 grams, you will see that probably since 2 months you are on a diet, maybe overeating at that time was not right for your digestive system. You probably got loose motions, not able to handle, some vomiting, and you're feeling so yuck that, why did I do that, you know? So that will prevent you from temptation next time. So many times temptation, when we give in temptation, those experiences itself will be a great lesson for future. And that's how, if we learn from each experience, the frequency of those temptations will slowly reduce.
Thank you, ma'am.
So thank you, Mataji, for a wonderful class, very inspiring. So I hope everybody will have the willpower next time to come for the Chetna Festival. So we'll thank Mataji in our traditional style. Now that you clapped, now we'll have a traditional style by both of our hands up by saying Hari Bol 3 times. Hari Bol.
Thank you all for giving a patient hearing.
Thank you.
We'll have Kirtan.
Yeah, we'll have Kirtan. Yes.